Coach Carr, you know, for you guys coming off of just a great tournament. It really went down to Robinson, and you guys were able to really dominate down there, got the big win in the championship over Robinson. So you get a couple of days off before you come home, and, you know, NTC matchup against South Central, there was times they put some runs up on you, but you guys were able to lock it down on defense and get a win. So you know, got to feel special getting that win number 13 in a row, because not a lot of teams can do that.
Yeah, I mean, South, you know, we just got done turning our seeds for the conference tournament. No team in our conference has lost more or has won less than 8 games. You know, you see a lot of high school programs that have won 2 or 3 at this time, even at this time of the year, not in our conference. So South Central's won 8 or 9 games. I mean, they played well. They got some kids that can put the ball in the basket. I was proud of the first quarter. Defensively, we mostly executed the game plan and made them work for everything they got. After that, maybe not quite so much. Sometimes we go to our zone, we lose a little intensity. But, you know, we the first quarter was, you know, what we can be. We just got to string more quarters like that together.
Of course, when you look at how you guys are playing now, of course, you know, Grace is going to get, you know, what she gets every night. You know, any night, Claire Baim can she can step up, get 15, 16 a night. You know, Peyton Osteen can do the same thing. Kaylee Lurkins is at that point now. But it seems like, you know, a couple of kids that really, to me, that stand out watching your team is Brianna Grunlow is really stepping up lately, and Skylie Klein both. When, you know, when Bree's in there from the get-go as a starter, but then Skylie coming off the bench, those two girls really seemed like they were coming into their own at this halfway point of the season.
Yeah, I mean, really balanced. You know, Grace is going to get what she gets, and a lot of it's because not only does she get her hands on a lot of loose balls, but so do her teammates, and they find her up the floor, you know, and she's one of the best probably of all time in this area as far as finishing once she gets the ball in the open court. But other than that, we need balanced scoring. And, you know, we've had different kids score on different nights. You know, Skylie had 15 on Monday night. Bree is, you know, hit 2 big quarter-ending shots for us tonight. But I could go down the list. Everybody has done a nice job. You know, somebody that gets overlooked a lot is Kylie Osteen. Defensively, she's constantly outsized with the people she's having to guard. But she does a super job of battling in there. And, you know, it's we're balanced. It's going to be some different kids on different nights. But really proud of the fact that we don't have a whole lot of selfishness going on. And we're looking for our teammates and letting them, you know, get the opportunities they deserve when they're open.
Of course, you mentioned Kylie Osteen. That was going to be the next girl I brought up. Something that, aside from the defensive side of the ball for her, that really I don't think a lot of people realize and that they see is so many times you see her able to feed down into the lane. You're getting Kaylee Lurkins down on the block, or she gets down in the corner and she's able to bring the defense with her. They collapse in that corner and she's popping it out, you know, to her sister Peyton. She's getting it to Grace. Claire, you know, they're open on the wing or top of the key and they're able to throw that shot down. So she is able to see the floor and spread the ball so well. And that's not a lot of things. That's not something you hear a lot of people talking about, that they're realizing how big a part of the offense she is with doing that, with spreading the ball.
Yeah, for sure. And we're going to be facing a lot of zone coming up. And that kind of interior passing is going to be important. We get Skylie at the high post sometimes. We get Peyton at the high post sometimes. Kylie can play at the high post. And when they catch it there, they're really good at picking their spots and taking what the defense is allowing them to have. You know, probably one of the best passers we have is Sophia Piercy. Sees the floor so well. You know, she's, you know, the kid does everything she's asked, and very good at with the ball in her hands as far as getting it where it needs to go. But you know, it's hard to talk about individual kids with this team because we're balanced and everybody works hard and deserves credit. So yeah, these interviews are tough sometimes in that way.
Of course, now you get past this, you get your first game back after the holiday tournament win and get another win in, like I said, 13 rows. So you guys are really still firing on all cylinders, but now you got a tough matchup coming up Saturday. Of course, you know, it's always fun when you have D1 commits going against each other and Christopher, a team where, you know, they were getting back in mid-December, they were getting some votes in the mm-hmm. rankings. Yeah. Dropped out this time, but still, you know, as a team, whenever you got a player like Amaya Hargrove, going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, they their schedule's pretty tough. You know, they played in a great holiday tournament at Benton and played some big schools. So their record's a little deceiving. And I think they've lost six or seven games, but she's definitely a load in more ways than one. What a touch she has from the mid-range. Very big kid and agile, so she'll be a handful for us to game plan for. And that's why, you know, we got to be ready to practice. You know, we don't have any practices coming up. We got a lot of games. So when we come in here on the days we're lucky enough to be able to practice, we need to get a good 90 minutes of work in and get better every chance we get.
Of course, as you said, not a lot of practice coming up because you do have a lot of games. But when you look at the games you have coming up, you know, after you have Christopher Saturday, the next week, you know, you're looking at Marshall. Marshall's been a program that, you know, even on a down year, they're a pretty good team usually. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Brownstown St. Elmo's having a real good year. And then before you know it, you know, a week from Saturday, then you're looking at number 5 Tuscola, just a couple of spots ahead of you in the rankings. So tough team there. And then NTC tournament. So, you know, point in the season where it is just a tough stretch for you guys, but a stretch where you want to be tested before you go into the postseason.
Absolutely. Our second half is tough. Like you said, the shootouts add a lot to our schedule. And then, you know, Brownstown's rolling. Man, they've won a ton of games in a row. They got a couple of really dynamic young players. And, you know, then we get Tuscola in here. And that should be a lot of fun. I think it'll be a big crowd. I was really pleased with the crowd tonight. I think our kids really, I think they realize how fortunate they are to play here. I mean, a great gym, super community support. I'd love to know how many girls programs in the state have a band at their home games. I bet it's not too dang many. And this Altamont band is super. So I appreciate Director Berg having the kids here and having them, you know, play so well. Our kids are fortunate to be in this environment, and I think they realize that, and they want to do well for the community.